Hello everyone, welcome back to the Coastal Bend Chat. I'm your host, Robert Hutchins. Hard to believe, last day of 2018. It's hard to believe that. Been a long year, but we've definitely gotten through it. Been a good year. There's been a lot of great memories this year, a lot of struggles and hardships and whatnot, but you know, like I said, we got through it, so I'm thankful for my family and my wife and kids, parents, extended family, sisters, brother-in-laws, nieces, nephews, everything, great nephews, great nieces. He had a bunch of those this year, so It's been a good year in that regard. So anyway, but yeah, we had quite a bit of health stuff going on this year. I did quite a bit with my vertigo and kind of made things interesting, but hopefully that'll kind of stay at bay. I don't know. I've made changes and whatnot, and some of it helps. Sometimes you just can't avoid it and just ride it out, hope it passes. But I'm hoping 2019 brings a more healthy year for me and my wife and kids and whatnot. So I hope everyone out there's been had a good year, and hopefully you'll have a healthy and prosperous 2019 coming up. So, but yeah, if you have anything going on at the end of this year, no time like the last day to get it resolved. If you have issues with friends, family, relationship, whatever, try to work it out. Don't hold a grudge going into the new year. Try to work it out. If you can't, put it behind you and move on. That's the way I see it. Not always fun to do, but for our own peace of mind, sometimes that's the thing we have to do. But always good to bury the hatchet with people if you can, and forgive and move on. And that way it's not hanging over you. You know, unfinished business, and it's never good to have that hanging, because it can definitely affect you stress-wise, and if you're angry about something, that can definitely affect you as well going forward. So, and hopefully everyone's got a game plan for 2019. I know I've never been big into New Year's resolutions, because I never keep them. Maybe a week, maybe 2 weeks, maybe a day, but that's it. You know, it's never long lasting with me, so I don't make them. I have my goals, and then I kind of reevaluate what steps I need to take to get there each year. And sometimes it changes. Sometimes it's just keep going. You know, keep doing what I'm doing, but just be patient and hang in there and keep going. So this year, since I've gotten into podcasts in 2018, I'm going to try to grow. I really want to grow this channel and reach more people, hopefully have an impact on more people. Also, I want to start doing a show on special needs, like maybe my regular podcast once a week and that show once a week or every 2 weeks, and kind of geared towards autism and spina bifida and whatever, you know, whatever is brought to my attention, and kind of talk about those topics, and you know, try to give people a perspective from, you know, things we've been through, and you know, and also maybe learn something from someone else, you know. I know I used to not know anything about autism until we were slapped with that diagnosis back in 2011. And it was an eye-opener, and we had to learn on the fly. And it wasn't fun, but we've learned quite a bit about it, just from working with my youngest son and seeing what helps him and, you know, what makes him tick and sometimes what helps others tick as well. So, and then I may start also incorporating like a career type show if I can get, you know, if I can get people that would be willing to either let me interview them or just give me information to talk about in their chosen fields, because I think that'd be good to have for those who are, you know, getting out of high school, getting out of college or going to college, you know, pass that information along. I mean, I know quite a bit about insurance and risk management. And then my wife knows quite a bit about education and writing, and, you know, she's written several books. I'm going to get her on there on the show this year too, coming up 2019, interview her about her books and pick her brain on her, you know, writing and what's coming up with her. I kind of know, but, you know, I could pass it on. That way she could share with y'all. And may also get my daughter on here too. She's 11, but she's always wanting to talk. So the more people listen, the more she likes to talk. She loves an audience. So anyway, but yeah, I'm gonna do that. And then also I may on the autism stuff, I may try to interview some people who are either on the spectrum or parents of kids on the spectrum. That way, you know, we can get multiple perspectives out there, what's going on and, you know, what others do to kind of help with the situation. Like I said before, is no two people are ever exactly alike. You may have sensory processing, you may have language delay, you may have behavior delay, you may have other comorbidities like ADD, ADHD. Quite a few people who have Down syndrome are also on the spectrum. I've seen that. Trying to think what else, but it just slips my mind at the moment. But yeah, I want to do that. But those are my biggest things for this upcoming year. And I've kind of dabbled with YouTube, but I haven't. It's more just shooting random videos and posting them. I hadn't even done that many. I did a few of our Christmas trip, but I want to get to where maybe I'm actually videotaping my podcast while I'm doing a podcast and posting the video and the audio to YouTube, as well as putting it here on Anchor and feeding it into the other platforms that Anchor feeds to. So, but other than that, I'd be interested to know what everyone else's goals are, you know, your aspirations are for 2019, what you want to accomplish, what goals you're setting, or what's your major goal and what steps are you taking, you're going to take this year, this coming year, to reach that goal. I always think it's good to have that, but I'd be interested to see others as well. It may help me, it may help other listeners. But if you want to and feel inclined, feel free to comment or shoot me an email, call in, leave a message, and I'd be more than happy to share with everyone else, all the other listeners on upcoming podcasts. So, but I hope that everyone's got fun plans for this evening. We're just going to chill here at the house. And my youngest son, he loves it. He usually wakes up before 5, so he goes to bed early. But he wakes up a lot during the night. My wife's upstairs with him. I'm trying to watch a few ball games and then gonna call it a night. No more, no partying and all that. I asked my daughter if she wanted to stay up till midnight, but she didn't. She was on the fence about it. So I don't think it'll happen. We're early risers around here, and she's smart enough to realize that, hey, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, gonna be woken up by my little brother, and I'm gonna have a long day ahead of me if I don't get any sleep. So anyway, but yeah. And then yeah, these bowl games look interesting. I was pulling for Oklahoma. I'm a Texas Longhorn fan, so I was pulling for Oklahoma because they do represent the Big 12, even though I really can't stand them. And then I just the SEC, I get tired of seeing Alabama. Yes, they are a good football team. I also think they can get beaten, and I think Clemson will beat them this year. But I wanted to see Oklahoma and Notre Dame in the play in the championship game. So I don't know. We got A&M and what NC State tonight. Oregon won a nail biter today over who was it? My Michigan State. They won 7-6. And then A&M and plays tonight. Oklahoma State beat Missouri today. That was another win for Big 12. I was trying to think of some of the other games I saw. Oh, what Auburn did to Purdue was just crazy. It was like 63-14, and it was 56 of those points were. They finished scoring with 2 minutes left in the first half, so it was 56-6 or 56-7 at the half. That was crazy. So, but yeah, hopefully we'll have some baseball season will be kicking off. I may do some podcasts on baseball too. That's one of my favorite sports. I grew up playing baseball, so I may look into some of the sports podcasts this coming year. So, but yeah, hopefully everyone has a happy and wonderful, prosperous new year. I'm gonna sign off tonight, and I will probably do one this weekend, post New Year's Day, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day podcast, and see how everyone's doing. Check in, see how everyone's doing. But yeah, set your goals, set your diary, set your, well, diary action items, and keep reaching for your goals, chasing your dream. Dreams can't catch your dreams sitting on the couch. That's what I've always been told. So anyway, I'm signing off for this evening. Everyone stay safe out there. Call a cab if you've been having a little bit too much fun, if you know what I mean. But yeah, everyone have a good, safe, wonderful New Year's Eve and a good day tomorrow. Talk to you this weekend. Bye.